So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Welcome
to the 411, WBDG's exclusive news show. I am your host, ISAB third place award winner Miles Sprong. That's right, we were at the field trip and I got third for, me and Tyler got third for radio interview. Big W to break up
the 39 Homestead wins.
Good for Homestead.
Out of 44.
Good for Homestead. All right.
39.
But yeah, so it was a lot of fun. Learned a lot from the sessions. Awards were cool. Got third, got to go up on stage. Garrett Burkle got two appearances.
Which is so funny to me.
Rest in peace. He's not dead, but he's graduated, so same thing.
Somehow equally as funny that he showed up on the screen.
Yeah, because the first one was an honorable mention for the radio interview, which was the same category that me and Garrett Burkle, or that me and Tyler won. And then for some reason, his name showed up on the board.
Yeah, you said ISAB.
Oops. IASB. Oopsies.
Indiana Association for Student Broadcasters.
I think it should be Indiana Student Association of Broadcasters. You know what? Still works. But yeah, IASB, not ISAB.
Yeah, the double Burkle clutch was a very fun experience for us.
His name showed up for video copywriting, which obviously we do not do here. Yeah. They didn't say his name. It just showed up on the screen.
It just showed up on the screen. They said a different name and put his name up.
Yeah, it was really funny.
And I was like, huh?
I texted him. He was like, yes, sir. And I was like, did you even do that? And he's like, absolutely not. It's like, oh, okay, cool. We got an honorable mention for it. And I stood up for him for the one that he actually got nominated for.
Yeah.
Because obviously he wasn't there to stand up for honorable mentions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty cool experience.
Yeah, man.
My last one, did one last year. All right, let's go. Let's do it. Let's do this news
thing. Let's get
the
news. Let's see what important stuff has happened or what unimportant stuff has happened or anything that has happened or will happen or hasn't happened.
Agreed.
That could happen.
Did you see another person got cast for the Odyssey?
Who?
Cosmo Jarvis from Shogun.
Who in the actual hell is Cosmo Jarvis?
It says Shogun star Cosmo Jarvis.
Show me a photo. Who is Cosmo Jarvis?
This person?
That is not his actual name. Surely
that's not his
real name.
It's probably Jarvis Cosmo.
No, that's surely a stage name that he had to pick when he joined SAG.
Yeah,
like,
he was part of the ensemble to win a SAG award last year for Shogun.
Okay, so he definitely changed his name. Not his real name.
So he won a SAG award.
Yeah.
Cosmo Jarvis. But yeah, so gets more stacks every day, the Odyssey cast. A Blood Moon is coming up on Pi Day, which it's Pi Day this week.
Yeah, man.
If I don't have Pi, I'm going to be upset. You understand me?
Friday is also, I have a thing.
St. Patrick's Day.
I have a thing on Friday.
Wait.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's the 17th. I thought today's...
That's next Monday.
Okay, I wasn't... You know what? I thought today was the 13th for some reason.
Why?
Or no, I thought today was the 14th because we were just talking about the 14th. I don't know. Whatever. Doesn't matter. But what's your thing on Friday?
I got a convention to go to. Comic-Con's in town.
Ooh.
And I got a 3-day pass.
Be careful for traffic, everyone downtown.
Yes,
be careful
downtown,
for traffic.
Be careful.
Near the convention center.
It will be a lot. Last year that I went, there were about 2,000 people.
Yeah, and same with the Big Ten tournament for men's starting up this week, because that'll have a lot of people do it.
Yes, so be cautious.
Just be cautious this week in general. It's going to get crazy. Or this month, really. There's
a
lot going on.
And if you see anybody walking around that just looks a little silly, remember they're cosplayers.
Indeed.
They are not escaped convicts.
They're wearing a full fursuit.
Just know that they are supposed to be there.
They did not escape from the local zoo.
It was so funny walking into a smoothie shop after the convention the one year. And I went in. I wasn't in costume that year because I didn't have time to get one.
But everyone else was.
No, I walked in and there was a dude in like full armor. Like an like a like straight up dressed
oh, that's
like
awesome.
I think he was actually just Bled from Elden Ring.
Yeah, like I went to
the wolf guy,
the horror hound convention, and there was a lot of cool costumes there. There was one dude that was dressed up as Pinhead, and it was shockingly accurate.
Horror cosplayers go all out.
Dude, I know. It's crazy. Like, all of them were... I'm like, I wonder how much money did you spend on that? Or time?
Yeah, I'm doing Moon Knight, though. I'm doing Moon Knight.
Heck yeah. So, obviously, Adrian Brody won Best Actor win.
Love that guy.
He set the record for the longest Oscar acceptance speech.
I don't like that guy anymore. I remembered that he actually just had a nothing burger of a 5-minute speech.
Didn't watch it because I
had other things to do.
Actually, probably not, but, you know, I appreciate the benefit of the doubt.
No, you just didn't want to bother watching the Oscars.
Yeah, that's the accurate part.
It's
because
they suck.
Yeah, no,
it's because they're bad.
I will say, I heard good things about the hosting this year.
The hosting was good.
Yeah.
I will say there were some pleasant surprises. I did think that Flo winning the animated Oscar was great.
Yeah, I liked that.
Especially because it doesn't have any voice acting and it was made in Blender. Which is...
Was not aware of those two facts.
Yeah. No voice acting, made in Blender, and it won.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, up against animated movies like...
The Wild Robot.
The Wild Robot.
Which I heard was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
That's some DreamWorks stuff for you, man. They're on a roll lately.
I mean, Shrek 5.
Well, Shrek 5 actually got pushed back so that they could do a Sonic movie.
No!
They had to do a Sonic movie, man.
Wait, like it was pushed back again?
To do a redesign.
So, like, it's coming out in 2020, like, 7 now?
It only got pushed back, like, a few months.
Oh, okay, never mind. We're chilling. Anyways, but yeah, so Oscar acceptance speech. Oh man, 25 years ago, PS2 came out. That's not news, but it was fun. So 30 LA County corrections officers were charged for enabling gladiator fights at a juvenile prison.
That sounds awesome, and I want in. Dude, are
can
you
I
kidding?
Get, can I get,
can
one
I
of
get
these fights?
In on the child gladiator fights? Can I get in on trial by combat in the juvenile detention center?
Yeah, they've been charged with enabling gladiator fights at Los Padrinos Juvenile
Hall.
Is that
an actual charge? Like, is that an actual thing you could be charged for? Enabling gladiator fights?
No,
or what's the charge?
I'll get to the charges.
Let me hear them.
According to the California AG, Rob Bonta, the officers face charges including child abuse, conspiracy, and battery for allegedly allowing and sometimes encouraging 69 fights between July and December 2023. During that time, 143 juveniles between the age of 12 and 18 were reported beaten.
That's 5 months.
Yeah.
69 fights like that in 5 months.
Most of the charged officers have already been arraigned, with the remaining 8 set to appear in court on April 18th. Los Padrinos has faced scrutiny for years, with the state inspector deeming it unsuitable in December 2024. Due to ongoing issues, including drug flow, lack of medical care, and retaliation against juveniles who filed grievances. Although California ordered the facility's closure on December 12th, it has continued operating due to the lack of an alternative location. The LA County Probation Department has vowed to implement meaningful changes following the indictment.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
I don't know, man. I just want to get in on that.
Where do I sign up?
Where do I sign up for the juvenile detention gladiator fights?
Do they got like a website or something I can apply for?
Can I buy tickets?
Oh my!
Can I watch?
I will say encouraging fights is different than enabling gladiator fights that the headline initially said.
Yeah, encouraging fights is a little bit different from actually enabling gladiatorial combat in a juvenile detention center among 12 to 18-year-olds.
Can you imagine, though, if there is actually, like, a freaking gladiator ring or a gladiator circuit in this? That's just crazy. And, of course, it's deemed unsuitable. deemed unsuitable. Gosh. Anyways, LeBron is the first ever player to score 50,000 points in the NBA.
Yeah, that'll happen after 20 years playing the same sport. In a sport where most people play 6 or 7 years?
Mm-hmm. Nah, actually, yeah. Probably less than that. Yeah, 10,000 points achieved in 2007, 20,000 in 2011, 30,000 in 2015, 40,000 in 2019, 50,000 in 2025. That's just wild. He was only 36 in 2019. It seems like he's so much older than he actually is because he's played so long in the NBA.
He's 41, dude.
Yeah, I know. No, he's 40.
He will be 41 this year.
He just turned 40 this year.
But you said he was 36 in 2019. It's been 5 years.
Oh, wait, no. He turned 40 in December. Yeah.
It's been 5 years since 2019, man.
It was, yeah,
he'll be 41 this year.
His birthday was in my king's birthday was in December. I celebrated very heavily.
Another guy's birthday is some crazy work. A guy that you don't know either. What do you got for me? Someone died.
No, no one died.
Someone retired.
In fact, the opposite. Someone's coming back to life. David Arquette will return as Detective Dewey in Scream 7. He's dead! Like, he was very, very, very dead in Scream 5.
Flashbacks, probably.
I'm assuming...
Probably just flashback sequences.
I am praying and hoping that it is flashbacks.
It will
and
be
they're
flashback
not...
sequences. It's Scream.
I never know with Scream. They're going to bring Matthew Lillard back from the dead.
Well, he didn't die.
He
I'm fairly certain
died.
Stu Maker didn't die.
Mocker.
Mocker.
He supposedly died.
Well, clearly not.
But he...
Presumed dead is different from dead, Miles Sprong.
Yeah, I know. But David Arquette is like dead, dead.
Like dead, dead, yes. So it'll probably be a flashback sequence or something.
I am hoping and praying that is the case.
Or Scream 7 is a prequel.
Maybe. Probably not. But
could be.
It'd be cool.
Could be.
I just don't think that, I mean, I'm trying to think through the logistics of that. Because I think they'd have to talk about Sydney's mom, like, a lot. I think that would be what the whole movie would be about, Sydney's mom. What?
Move on. We need more news.
Okay. But
You can play Genshin later, man.
I wasn't playing anything.
You had your phone in horizontal mode.
Yeah, I was looking at something.
In horizontal mode?
Yes.
What?
Nunya.
Hmm.
Don't be judging how I look at things. Ah!
Miles Sprong was watching an execution video.
I was watching a snuff video, yeah. Oh, man, okay, we're back. We're so back. Scientists reviving the woolly mammoth created a woolly mouse.
I love the woolly mice. I saw those guys. Dude, listen. If they ever just, like, don't need those guys anymore, I want one.
I'll take them.
I'll take them. I'll have them.
Yeah, so they're scientists at Colossal Biosciences are working to revive the woolly mammoth by
why? That's my question. Why are we doing that?
They're just genetically modifying elephants, aiming for the first calf by 2028.
My question is just why are we doing that, though? Like, there's no way it'll survive in this climate. It evolved to survive. It evolved to survive intense cold. Right now, it's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
The elephant will die.
Yeah.
It will perish from heat stroke.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Why are we making these guys alive just to die again?
Maybe we'll send it to Africa.
If we need a bird.
Africa. Antarctica is what I meant.
If we need a bird to come back. If we need any animal to come back, make it the bird.
The dodo bird?
Give me the bird.
The dodo bird?
Yeah, give me the bird.
The dodo bird.
That bird, yeah.
It's just the bird. It's dodo bird.
No, it's the bird.
It's not No, there are many birds.
It's the bird.
There's many birds.
But that's the bird.
No, it's not.
The dodo bird is the bird.
No.
It is my bird.
Couldn't agree more, or couldn't disagree more.
Too late. You already said agree. No, therefore, I win.
Could not disagree
more. The dodo bird
more.
Is the bird. You heard it here
no,
first,
the
folks.
The bird is the tufted titmouse. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
What? It's the name of a bird.
No, I'm sorry that you're so wrong.
Oh, okay. A small star on the far side of the universe is sending radio signals towards Earth. It's actually us. We are on the small side, or the small star at the far side of the universe. This is where WBDG is being broadcast from, not the city of Indianapolis.
No, we're in space.
We're in space on the far side of the universe.
We're actually just predicting events that will happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then broadcasting it like millions of years into the future. Like, so somehow we knew who LeBron James was.
Not somehow. We just, I mean, to be fair, LeBron James.
To be fair, he just told us where he was going to be.
He did come over on Tuesday. So, well, last Tuesday. Oh, that's cool. Sorry. So, I don't know what this means, but, oh my goodness, I forgot how to read.
He's back. It's him.
The FIFA president has confirmed that a Super Bowl-style halftime show will happen at the 2026 World Cup final in New Jersey.
It's incredible how nobody's going to watch it either.
Probably, well, that's not true. Like, a billion people watch the World Cup every
year.
Yes,
for the game, but not for the halftime show.
Well, if they're watching the game, they're probably going to watch the halftime show.
No, they literally will leave during commercials or any break in the game and come back when it starts up again.
I don't believe that to be the case.
I've experienced it, Miles. I've been there during a party for the World Cup. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Well, that's not all soccer fans.
Brother, there were like 50 people there.
That's not all soccer fans. There's billions of soccer fans.
Mm-hmm.
A billion people watch the World Cup.
I'd venture a guess that a large portion of them will react the same way.
I don't believe so. I couldn't disagree more.
But you could disagree less.
Yeah, but I'm
therefore
not going
I
to.
Win. Ladies and gentlemen, I win this argument again.
That made no sense. Anyways, do you know that Bill Gates has a real-life periodic table on his wall with every element except for, like, the nuclear ones?
I was going to say, how did he get his hands on plutonium?
He just did.
How did we give him that?
He just did.
Yeah, how does he have element 117?
I don't know. Wait, does he? Hold on. If I could see the... is that an 8 or a 5? That he just has a picture of it.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
It says nearly every element. So not all of them, but most of them.
Yeah, I don't think they'd let him get his hands on a depleted uranium core.
Probably not. Adidas says that they have sold all of their inventory from their Kanye West collab with, you know, Yeezy and everything. So they are officially done with their partnership with Kanye West. Kanye, get some help, bro. You gotta get some.
He's not going to, though.
You gotta get.
He's gonna keep taking his meds one day and then forget for the next week and a half, and he's gonna keep saying something crazy.
Yeah, because he'll say like really anti-Semitic things, and then you can tell when he takes his meds because he's like, you know what? Jonah Hill's Jewish, and I like 21 Jump Street. These guys aren't bad, and then he won't take his meds, and it'll just be the worst things ever. But. Kanye, get some help. Adidas, you're officially done with him.
He made graduation!
He did make graduation.
That's I can't keep defending him anymore. I can't do it, man.
Did you know that Millie Bobby Brown's name isn't Millie Bobby Brown?
Millie Bonnie Brown.
Yeah.
Millie Bonnie Brown Bon Jovi now, actually.
That's true. She said, my middle name is Bonnie. There's no Bobby. It's Millie Bonnie Brown. I changed it to Bobby for kicks and giggles.
But she said the
S. She said the S word, not kicks. Wow, that's cool. That's cool looking. Private aerospace startup landed on the moon and released this breathtaking footage. It's pretty cool looking.
Is it just going to be sand?
pretty much, yeah. But it's yeah. It's pretty cool looking.
Just sand. Yeah. It's moon sand.
Moon sand, yes. Oh. Oh no. Please what? No.
What now?
So Greta Gerwig is making a Narnia movie for Netflix. You wanna know who's being considered for the White Witch?
Who?
Charlie XCX.
No. No. Simply no. Matter of fact, I will go down there myself, and I will take that role for myself, specifically so Charlie XCX doesn't get it.
Hey,
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Netflix's, what was it?
Narnia?
Netflix's Narnia, starring me as the White Witch. Me, Kieran Sandulo.
While no deal is finalized, she is among the top choices for a key role, possibly Jadis the White Witch. That's just crazy. Oh, I guess she is expanding into acting in multiple movies, such as The Gallerist.
But starting with Narnia.
With upcoming roles in The Gallerist, Sacrifice, and can't say the name of that movie. I will tell you off air.
You could just show me.
So the FIFA president, I'll just tell you later. The FIFA president, as we just mentioned, Super Bowl halftime show, someone suggested they bring on Drake.
No.
To clap back for Kendrick Lamar. He said, we can create a little bit of rivalry. That's a good idea.
Create. Create. As if it's not.
As if these men truly just don't hate each other with every fiber of their beings. Oh, this is great. Joe Russo says Robert Downey Jr. is doing detailed research to prepare for Dr. Doom role. Don't know what detailed research means.
Reading the comics, probably.
Probably.
Reading the comics, talking to the writers of the comics.
Yeah, probably.
It's what he did for Iron Man.
Yeah.
It's nice. What Hugh Jackman did for Wolverine.
Ooh. Bryan Cranston, his birthday was last week.
Love that guy.
Yeah, he's probably my favorite actor, not gonna lie. Monopoly's new version is replacing paper cash with a mobile app that tracks balances and properties.
Not a fan.
No. Nope.
Let's not do that, actually. How about we don't?
The updated board removes classic properties like Boardwalk and Park Place.
That's like the last two things in the game.
Replacing them with Rocket Launchpad and Moon. What does that even mean?
What on God's green earth could you possibly have? What reason could you possibly have for taking Monopoly to space, but getting rid of the last two locations on the map? Keeping the other ones, getting rid of Park Place and Boardwalk and replacing them with Rocket Launchpad and Moon. Is there waterfront property on the moon? Who's going to go there? Are you suggesting that every turn around the board, this little metal shoe is going to launch to space, to the moon, and then just pass go?
Yes. Apparently, I don't know. I didn't
make
this up.
Who designed this game, and where do they live so I can find them?
It was Elon Musk.
I'm coming for him.
Because SpaceX, that was really
funny. I'm going to get him.
That was a really funny joke I just made.
I'm going to get him.
Anyways, so Stranger Things obviously finished filming not too long ago. Millie Bobby Brown, the aforementioned Millie Bobby Brown. Apparently her new movie sucked, by the way. Electric State with Chris Pratt. Apparently it was booty cheeks.
I haven't seen it yet, but I liked the book that it was based on, so I have to watch it.
I haven't either, but it has like a 15% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm.
Hold on, let me... Electric State Rotten Tomatoes. 21% audience score from the...
Mm.
Wait, is this from the Russos?
Yeah.
This is by the Russos. How could it be so bad? Oh, that's annoying.
I think it's got review bombed because of Chris Pratt, but because the movie has come out, and I cannot even stress this, yesterday. But let me see.
Oh, this only came out yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It comes out on March 14th.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it hasn't released yet and already has a 21% audience score?
No. Critic. Critic score.
Hmm.
So, but anyways, yeah. So that movie comes out on the 14th. And apparently it's not great according to critics, but form your own opinion. Because critics are half right, half wrong. My career, but she talked about the emotional goodbye and growing up on set for Stranger Things. My career was built on this show. You're not only saying goodbye to the characters that you've built, but also the person that you've become, the lessons that you learned. Corny. Moving on. So the cop who arrested Justin Timberlake for his driving under the influence, this is going to ruin the tour.
The world tour.
The world tour. The cop who arrested Justin Timberlake has been named Officer of the Year at his department.
Yeah, it's because he got Justin Timberlake, man.
Apparently he was racking up stats, not even just Justin Timberlake. Like he led the department in arrests, is what it says. 24 years old. He was pretty much a rookie last year. That's actually really cool. Good for that dude. Good for what's his name? Michael Arkinson. Good for him. Robert Pattinson says he freaking hopes to be filming The Batman 2 soon. I started out as young Batman, and I'm going to be freaking old Batman by the sequel. He also did not say freaking. Anyways, speaking of freaking, Seth freaking Rollins and CM Punk had a steel cage match last night, and it was a banger.
Mm.
Anyways, Netflix is expected to spend $18 billion on content this year. $18 billion. And they just announced the live event. It's another boxing one. Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano 3, because after it ended controversially at Paul versus Tyson, they want to get one last go at it. Because Katie Taylor wouldn't stop headbutting Amanda Serrano. God, that fight made me so angry. Anyways. $18 billion in content. Hopefully stuff that it does that isn't bad or canceled after one season.
Oh.
What?
Twitter got DDoSed.
What do you mean?
Twitter got hacked.
I bet.
Twitter has been down for the past 2 days. Really? Up and down constantly. It's like so many outages.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's anonymous, but it's very likely just an impersonator.
Yeah.
But Twitter has gone down a couple times.
Yeah, I've noticed it wasn't okay. For me this weekend, it wasn't going like on and off. It was just like, I don't know. It just wouldn't load all the time, you know? You know that moment when you get kidnapped and you offer them your wife and kids, but they just want your air fryer? I hate when that happens. Anyways, I don't know how to say this dude's name, but I'm gonna
show me.
I'm gonna try my best. Papa Acidu.
Show me.
Papa Acidu.
It's just Papa Acidu.
No, it's not. You're wrong.
Now here's the thing for me.
There's two A's. How do you just go Papa? It's Pa'apa.
It's not. There would be an apostrophe if it was.
That's a very poor spelling of his name. But he's playing Snape in the Harry Potter TV series.
Supposedly. Now, here's a problem. Here's a problem. That was not the problem. I have one thing to point out. I don't care if characters get like race swapped in adaptations. Just because, like, that sometimes characters that are, like, less described or stuff like that is, like, they're open to interpretation. Severus Snape has been described in every appearance in the book as a gangly, pale white dude. As an old white dude. In every adaptation of the book, in every comic, everything. I feel like they just wanted to cast the black guy for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there were so many other roles, too.
Adam Driver was right in front of you.
Yeah, Adam Driver's right there. I don't have a problem with it. I've never had a problem with it. It just feels, like, forced on this one. This one does feel forced. I never say that it does, though.
I agree with you on that. It's, I don't know.
I mean, dude, like, I guess he could be Voldemort.
Who, Adam Driver?
No, this guy.
Oh, I mean, I guess.
Because it's like, because that's a thing, that's like a full CG guy.
Oh.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
That's crazy. So, Gene Hackman, obviously, passed away last week, and his wife, and his dog.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Betsy Arakawa, at 65, currently passed away from a rare infection days before his death.
Yes, Gene Hackman had dementia.
Yeah, so
he very well could not have even known.
Yeah, so she died from Hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a virus spread by rodents, while her husband, Gene Hackman, died a week later from cardiovascular disease with Alzheimer's as a contributing factor. Officials estimate Arakawa was last alive on February 11th, and Hackman likely passed around February 18th, a day after his pacemaker recorded an event. Their bodies were found in separate rooms of their Santa Fe home on February 26th. A dog was also found dead in a closet, possibly from starvation. Authorities have called the death suspicious, but have found zero signs of foul play. Hackman tested negative for Hantavirus, and Arakawa's medication was ruled out as a factor in her death. Two other dogs survived. The investigation is ongoing. Guess we'll see how that goes. That's been talked about for years now.
What?
GTA might be costing over $100.
Yeah. If it is, I will never be buying that game.
I will be buying that game anyways. Cadillac officially approved to start racing in F1 starting next year. So, cool. The Peaky Blinders movie is going to have a theatrical release.
Good.
Which is good. Scary. Not talking about that. Subway is bringing back any footlong sandwich for $6.99, which they did last year, and available for a limited time. You can order using the code 699FL.
Oh, but it's a mobile app exclusive, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Yep, and that means, you know what that means? They can upcharge you for service fees. That's what they always do. I've done it before. They make it. The first thing was specific sandwiches are $6.99. You go in, you buy the sandwich, but then once you get to checkout, they upcharge you for service fees, and then for tax, and then some unknown charge. So you're back up to $12.
Yeah, sounds right.
There's a reason I haven't eaten at Subway in like forever, even though it's like my favorite restaurant of all time.
I'm more of a Firehouse Subs guy.
Go to hell. I'm sorry.
Wow, that was mean.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
A streamer full comboed through the fire and flames at 200% speed on Guitar Hero.
First time that's ever been done?
After 9 months and 50,000 attempts.
Uh-huh. And he did it.
Good job.
Full combo. First time it's ever been done.
What a legend.
My turn. No, I have to do it.
Oh, I was like, oh, you have something? Magomed, I hate UFC sometimes. UFC 313 was this weekend. And Magomed Ankalaev defeated Alex Pereira and is the new light heavyweight champion, which sounds like it. I don't know much about this guy, but I know Alex Pereira, so definitely a little bit of an upset there, because Alex Pereira is great.
I'm sorry, I've fallen down.
Hate when that happens.
I've collapsed. The bugs got to me.
The bugs, they're crawling.
You may deliver
your skin.
My eulogy live if you wish.
What? The unmarried heir of Hermes? It's a company, whatever. Is unmarried and has no children, so he's leaving $11 billion and $6 million or $11 billion and $6 million in properties to his former gardener.
Based.
Imagine
that's
just
based. That's based.
Trimming some hedges for like 5 years and now you're just a billionaire.
That's based, man.
Like that's
based.
That's so cool.
Kieran Sandulo died as he lived. Broke.
Norme, a YouTube creator known for extreme endurance challenges, set a new record by standing motionless for 38 hours.
Yeah.
Despite people harassing him, they were spray painting him and touching him and putting stuff in his mouth.
And on his head.
And on his head, like drawing on his face. But he still did it. It was live streamed in real time.
He completed the record.
He completed the record.
Yeah, he got spa camped.
Oh, thank goodness. Volkswagen is bringing back physical buttons and not using like a touchscreen.
Thank more cars do that, please. My car does that, but only because it's from 2015.
Volkswagen CEO says, it's not a phone, it's a car.
Thank you.
We will not this mistake anymore.
You will not this mistake anymore.
We won't make this mistake anymore. Did I say something different?
You said, we will not this mistake anymore.
You know what?
That sounds like something they'd say.
Yeah, because they're stupid.
No, they're German, Miles.
Oops.
I could see the wheels turning in your head as you tried to formulate that answer there.
Lamborghini is partnering with British nursery brand Silver Cross to create the limited edition Reef AL Arancio Super Stroller. It's...
We're going to get a $5 million baby carriage?
There's only 500 made, and they're $5,000 each. Full suspension wheels, supercar-inspired handlebars, high-performance suede, and Lamborghini signatured orange accents. It also includes premium accessories like a carry cot, foot muff, and rain covers. So, yup. The Rizzler and Big Justice went in a head-to-head cook-off judged by Gordon Ramsay using Welch's fruit snacks or fruit and yogurt snacks.
What is this world that we live in and why are we still here?
I love the Rizzler and Big Justice.
I want them gone.
Yesterday was National Napping Day and I took full advantage of that.
Yeah, I did on the bus.
It was also Mario Day yesterday because March 10th. It was Bad Bunny's 31st birthday as well. And oh, also Big Boom AJ had another match on AEW, which is a wrestling company. And Big Justice hit a power bomb, and the Rizzler was a guest as well. All three.
Did the Rizzler get slammed into the dirt?
No.
Dang. I would have loved to watch that child get punted into oblivion.
You know what that gets?
Anybody can tell me when there's going to be a live sporting event that involves children fighting, let me know.
Like the gladiator fights at the prison.
Like the gladiator fights at the juvenile detention center. Tell me when that happens so I can watch. I'm bored.
You know what gladiator fights at juvenile halls get?
Mm.
Five big booms.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom,
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 boom. I want child soldiers. What?
I agree.
What?
Anyways, last thing for the day, as it is 8:30, is officially been 5 years since COVID-19 was declared a global pandemic and we were all restrained to our houses. Happy anniversary, everyone. But
yippee.
Yeah, so obviously that's changed everything for a while. So that is it from us here. I am IASB third place award winner Miles Sprong, joined here by Kieran Sandulo.
There are bugs in my skin. There are bugs in your skin.
There's bugs in everyone's skin.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. Don't put that stuff.
But always, and I mean always, advocate for child soldiers. Goodbye.
Bye. This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.